The Good News Hour greets you once again. Your speaker is John Horn, and I'm going to ask your attention now, please, to the second chapter of the Epistle of Paul to the Ephesians, and we shall read together verse 5. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. Now, I would like to have you notice five words. By grace ye are saved. You know, that word saved is a very important word. And I'm sure you'd give a great deal if you were able to say that if you aren't saved, wouldn't you? And it may be brought to you on the easiest possible terms. Those five words that we have read to you could communicate to you salvation, could communicate to you everlasting life by grace. You see, grace is something that comes from the very heart of our God. Now, quickly, I want to stop for a moment and just again remind some of you who may not have been listening in to some of the previous messages we've been bringing to you, short messages. You see, we have but 5 minutes to speak with you, and for several days now we've been bringing before you passages in the Word of God with important five words found in them, and of course different in each of the passages. We read to you in John 3 and verse 7, you must be born again. In John 1 and 36, behold the Lamb of God. Matthew 22 and 42, what think ye of Christ? 2 Corinthians 5 and 20, be ye reconciled to God. And John 5 and 6, wilt thou be made whole? And then in our last brief message to you, we read from Romans 5 and 6, Christ died for the ungodly. And today, we're noticing something that's equally precious. That's Ephesians 2 and verse 5. Now listen to these five words. By grace ye are saved. Now there's no other way possible of being saved. Oh, to someone, do we not have to do the best that we can? Do we not have to work our souls to save? Well, I'm glad to be able to tell you that salvation is without works. Why? You wouldn't even need to go out of the very scripture or out of the very chapter from which we've been reading. And if you were to turn to verse 9, it says, not of works, lest any man should boast. And you certainly would have a right to boast. The credit would be yours in part or in full if you could work to save your own soul. God would never hear the end of it. Others would never hear the end of it. And you'd have to have a place all your own when you'd get to heaven. Of course, you won't be there. But if you were there, you'd have to say, well, I'm here on the ground of my prayers, on the ground of my repentance, on the ground of my good works, on the ground of my church joining. No, there will be no such discords as that in heaven. All who are in the glory land will say, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his blood. And I repeat, there will be no discords there. And you'll have to learn to sing that song here to be able to sing it in the glory. Now think of those five words again for just a little bit. For, he says, by grace ye are saved. You know, if you turn to the Gospel by St. John and the very first chapter, and you might turn to it when you get time, but in the very first chapter of John, we read there, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Now the law and the gospel are as different as the high noon is from midnight. They're as different as it is possible to be. They are not one and the same. They are opposed to each other. You see, the law condemns the best of men, and grace, on the other hand, saves the very worst of men. Oh, thank God for the grace that came with our Lord Jesus Christ. The law given by Moses, but grace and truth came with Jesus Christ. He was grace personified. And it is his desire that the grace that came from heaven, that came from above, might reach you. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men. Has that grace reached your heart? Has that grace reached your soul? Are you able to say, thank God, it is all of grace? You know, there's an interesting passage in Romans, and I'll just read it as it's time to conclude this message. And it says in verse 6, if by grace then it is no more of works, otherwise grace is no more grace. You cannot mingle the two together. If it is of grace, then he says, it is no more of works. By grace are ye saved. Receive him today, and salvation is yours.